checks everything that rocks.
Here we go.
Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
It is a good morning.
It's going to be a nice day, too.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous outside. Get out there and get some sunshine on you. You're going to feel good.
You go straight Boston on it?
Yeah, gorgeous outside. The sunshine. I'm going to park my car in Harvard Yard.
You sound like the old girl from My Cousin Vinny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's the guy? What's her name? I can't think of it now.
Tomei?
Yeah, Marissa Tomei. God, she's a babe in that movie. Even with that horrible, horrible accent. Oh.
It really is. Could you? So, you got to listen to that for the rest of your life.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That's right. Give it to me. Yeah.
No, it's like, ugh. Like, yeah, all the yeah.
Why don't you be quieter?
But it's Tomei.
Yeah.
She is smoking.
Yeah, she is aged with like a fine wine. Yeah. Yeah. So is, what's his face? He still looks good. I can't think of his name.
Joe Pesci.
He still looks good. He's still keeping it tight.
Is he? I don't think he is. He's got like a little chin beard thing.
Come on,
going
come on. What are you doing over here? Come on. Nah, me and Marissa don't make that. My cousin Vinny. Oh, anyway, enough of our spot on Boston accents. We got to get to it. Your final fact and opinion, your final thought for today. And I'm going to be honest, we've had a lot of facts, a lot of opinions here. This one, though, this is probably one of my favorites. Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell. Let me say that again. Walt Disney's last words were Kurt Russell. He lost the ability to speak, so he wrote them on a piece of paper and then died. Now, he was probably thinking of movies ideas since Russell had just signed a 10-year contract with Disney. But how creepy would that's got to be creepy for Kurt Russell, right? Like, wait. What were his last words? Your name. That's all he cared about. Kurt Russell.
Here's a question. Did he know those were his last words? Like, as he was writing it, like.
Like he saw the light, he was fading, and he's like, oh, and I need a pen and paper. Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon. yeah, I don't know.
It's odd.
It's weird. You think it'd be like Mickey Mouse or thanks or I don't know. Something. No.
Yeah,
and did he just die or did they put him down? Because I know he was cryogenically frozen, right? So they still got his body.
Yeah, you're right. He is frozen, isn't he?
Right? So
yeah, he is.
I don't think you can just, right, like we've talked about earlier, with like the pig organs and everything. I don't think you can just like wait till someone dies and then freeze them. You almost got to, you know, freeze them.
What if they unfroze Walt Disney and he brought everything back? You know, like the second generation of Walt Disney.
I don't know, because I know he wasn't a big fan of Jewish people. I think that's been pretty much put out there. So I don't know if we need to bring him back.
Yeah, maybe leave him frozen for a little while.
Yeah, leave him frozen till things calm down or when we can explain. Give him some time before we put him back out in public. All right, here's how it is now. All right.
Give him some time to think about that one. You know,
where's Kurt Russell? Did he fill his contract? That son of a bitch. That's why I wrote his name down. But yeah, Kurt Russell, his last words.
What's Kurt Russell's best movie?
Ooh. That new Santa Claus one is pretty good. Have you seen that one? That one's pretty good. You got that big, he plays Santa Claus? That's pretty good. I wouldn't say his best one. Any movie where he's Snake Bliskin, I think, is probably good. Escape from L.A. or Escape to New
Kurt
York.
Russell.
Yeah.
I just want to see...
Kurt Vogel Russell is an American actor.
Fogel? I didn't know his middle name was Fogel.
Fogel.
Yeah.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Captain Ron? That probably is his best
Captain
one.
Captain Ron?
Captain Ron. That one's right up there. Right up there.
I'm trying to think. What else? Escape from New York. Overboard.
Overboard? God, that's another. Yeah.
He played the new Elvis? Or no, he played Elvis in the 1979 one.
Yeah. Well, didn't he do that?
Tombstone?
Oh, damn it. I forgot about that. Yeah, he played Wyatt Earp.
Big Trouble, Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China. That's a good one. That's a good one. Boy, he's...
Painful Eight, Death Proof, Bone Tomahawk.
Oh, dude, that movie. Don't even bring up Bone Tomahawk. What a horrible movie. And not that it's like... his acting is great, but just the scenes in Bone Tomahawk are burned into my brain. Oh!
Remember Backdraft?
That's another great movie. God, Kurt Russell's made some bangers, dude.
Poseidon, he was in. Miracle. Furious 7, he was in one of the Fast and Furious movies.
All right, I lost a little bit of respect for him, but that's all right. If it wasn't in the original three, you don't need to bring it up, all right?
Vanilla Sky? That was a great movie.
I don't think I've ever seen Vanilla Sky. That's with
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, and like he gets into an accident or something like that, or I don't know. Penelope Cruz is in that too. Tom Cruise and Penelope Cruz.
Wow, look at this list of
dude,
movies.
Kurt Russell's, he's dope, man. I love Kurt Russell. I love Kurt Russell. Yeah, and apparently Walt Disney's got a thing for Kurt Russell. So. Kurt
Last
Russell.
Words for Christ's sake.
All right, anyway, there you go. That is your final fact and opinion for today. We're going to be back. What we learned on the show. Stick around.
The all.